Had to let out a scream to make sure everybody was awake.
That was good. That was good.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. Podcasts are up. Did Friday and Mondays last night.
Nice job on Friday, by the way. We listened to you on the road.
Yes.
You did a nice job.
I had a good day. But I had a moral dilemma yesterday. We'll have to talk about that.
Oh,
there's so many moral dilemmas out there right now.
I have bells on waiting.
Oh, my goodness. All-Star Games tonight.
Yes.
We'll talk about the Home Run Derby here in just a second.
Yeah.
They have an off day, travel day, and then teams start playing again on Friday. The Twins are at the Athletics Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at Seattle. So we have that all going on because we are a Minnesota Twins affiliate. I want to thank our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Heritage Building Maintenance, and golf tournament for homeless veterans. We'll talk about that as well.
In association with the Central Iowa Shelter and Services.
So a little bit of Eric Mangels, a little bit of Melissa. So a good time.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that on July 31st. Okay, so
hot out today. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. It is hot out. You wouldn't know that by what I'm wearing. I mean, everybody's like, how can you do that? I'm like, I'm cold all the time now, man. That's all there is to it.
Say blood thinners will do that to you, evidently.
There's nothing I can do about it. Okay, so I'm going to give you a chance here.
Right out of the chute.
You're right out of the chute, man. You can talk what you want because I'm going to make you talk about uncomfortable stuff. And so if you want to get some friendly stuff out first, let's have at it.
Okay, we're going to go down that rabbit hole today. Yeah. Okay. We can talk about the Home Run Derby. Were you surprised? Because you didn't have.
I didn't think Vlad had the energy to do what he did last
night.
I wanted Pete Alfonso. I mean, he just sits and hits home runs.
Dude,
and you were pitching to him. No wonder he didn't hit anything. Did you see the pitches he was getting thrown by his own guy? It's crazy.
So I just the sheer speed of it. I mean, there wasn't a set and hit. It was just forward swing, back swing, forward swing, back swing. And then we had one thrown in there that he was a switch hitter, and he got to use different muscles both sides.
Here's the thing. In past home run derbies, I mean, there's some guys just like, yeah, they hit home runs. These are all really good five-tool baseball players.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
It was fun to watch on that point. But that is the key. I was thinking about the same thing, just having to sit there and have somebody, you're hitting golf balls and just having somebody put the ball down and you have to hit it. How long could you do that for?
It's funny you said that because it popped up on one of my feeds today. It's one of those, a guy was doing, trying to do so many, it was at like a Top Golf, and it was how many balls you can hit within a 60-second period or whatever, and just somebody kept putting them down, and it was just a roundhouse swing. Forward, back, forward, back. I mean, okay.
I don't have a body.
We don't need to do that. We don't need to eat 62 hot dogs. We don't need to do, look what I can do, extreme stuff all the time with everything. No. But
I mean, if you're gonna eat 62 hot dogs, just eat a pig live. You know,
Nathan's is not, you know. Not roasting a full hog,
and you know what?
Anyway.
It wasn't a bad payday for eating 62 hot dogs.
No,
I don't know what his next day was like. But
okay, did you realize the Home Run Derby winner got $1 million?
Yes.
Okay,
which is kind of nice.
And
I'm hoping he shared some of that because Vlad Guerrero, all these guys are great. He had the best guy pitching. He just gave it right where he needed every single time. It's fascinating.
Where does your opinion drop on that? Do you think it should continue to be an L screen and your chosen pitcher, or would it be more consistent if they had a pitching machine out there?
I personally think it would be more consistent, and you could tell how good a player is if it was a pitching machine. And so it wasn't being lobbed in there. It was actually it doesn't have to be 90 miles an hour, but, you know, 65 miles an hour and make them hit the ball. I agree.
To take the variable out of it of yeah, okay.
Because I believe in past years the person that wins is the person they're most comfortable with throwing the ball to them. I just do.
But that's why you still have to be, you pick a caddy.
Yeah, you still have to be talent. Oh, hell yeah.
You don't just
pick and go. You're not Happy Gilmore and just go, hey, you.
Hey, homeless guy. Yeah, exactly.
Come do my bags. No, you know what? It's the baseball all-star game. What else? I mean, what else can you do that you can bring people in, sign autographs, do all that stuff, have fun.
Heard all kinds of different. There was a lot of talk about the home run derby versus the slam dunk contest.
Yeah,
it's to bring people in to make it, and opposed to just 4 hours one night. We're doing an all-star thing. It drags it out into the week. We've got the celebrity softball game.
I like the celebrity softball.
Yes,
game too.
Yes, but I mean it makes it a multi-day experience opposed to hey, we're just going to go to the all-star game.
Baseball. This is my. Here, hold on. I will tell you what this is.
La la la. Oh, wow.
Baseball All-Star Game is the only one I care if they keep. I hate the NBA game. I can't stand watching them just goof around in football. And hockey, you can't make those guys and come and play hockey when their season is what their season is.
Okay. Well, and first start with the NFL All-Star Game, if you will.
Right.
It used to be a trip to
Pro Bowl, whatever.
Pro Bowl. There you go. It used to be a trip to Hawaii because they did it in Hawaii every year. And it's when you, and people are like, cool, I won. I'm a,
I get to go to Hawaii.
I get to go to Hawaii and this. And then we're going to do an exhibition on the field. Right. And it was cool because you had all the big names on there. But now it's like, I have no chance. I'm going out there to even slap fight somebody on the field because I could get hurt and I'm worth too much.
Right.
And last I heard, it's going to be a flag football game next time.
Yep, I can go to the Dominican with my family and buddies, and I'm not going to be bothered by people.
It's still good to be a all pro because it has to do a lot of them with their contracts of were you an all pro this year, this, and do you get invited to the Pro Bowl?
You can still give them
the accolades, but you're not going to the big ones aren't going to go play in the game for chance of an ACL, MCL, a hamstring, a shoulder, anything.
It's their career.
Or if whoever makes it a concussion. I mean, sorry.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also don't know how I feel about the whole autograph and doing all that.
What do you mean the autograph?
Well, it used to be cool because you'd get an autograph. I mean, I have Raleigh Fingers autograph. I have a few autographs that I kept. I mean, I wanted the autograph because I'm like, hey, this would be really cool. At some point in time, I'm going to show my kids, which I never did because they wouldn't know who Raleigh Fingers was anyway.
Right.
Now, all these people are trying to get autographs so they can go on eBay and try to sell them. If I get
something autographed because I actually was with the person they autographed it for me.
And had a conversation.
And then I'll sell it on eBay.
There you go.
But anyway, no, I agree with you. But so yeah, the NBA All-Star game.
It's horrible.
I would watch it more than I would watch the Pro Bowl.
Because
it's you get the extreme end of the game where I mean, you got Steph Curry. He's going to do triple digits tonight. I mean, good Lord. I mean, it's two-step chuck.
I like that.
Big names, big names on the, and it is. It's one of those baller street game, that. Yeah, there's not a lot of D. But can we have a 198 to 197 game? So I would watch that more than I would watch the Pro Bowl. Will you watch the All-Star game tonight?
Probably not.
Do you believe in it as it is a relevant game for AL or NL because of home field?
No, because I don't think it matters anymore. I really don't.
Home field advantage during the World Series doesn't matter?
I don't think so. Okay. I really don't. I don't think home field advantage affects people in a 9-inning game of baseball. I think it's a bigger deal in football stadiums and college basketball. I don't think, even though it probably didn't work out this way during the NBA playoffs, I don't even know. The only thing I can think of is going home and staying in your house gives you added energy or something instead of staying in a hotel and you could get woke up all night long and you could do, you're not in your own bed.
Well, I think but I mean, that's important. Going to your house, you got to do the dishes, you got to mow the yard, there's a lot of stuff you got to do. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All those guys are just reared and ready to mow their yards. No, I, you know, and I think the most fun thing in any of the All-Stars is Hockey Challenge, because all the stuff that they can do and how fast they can hit a puck and how they can knock plates down and do all that on skates.
Right.
That's something.
Okay. So you liked it back when we had skills competitions with the NFL.
You know what I really liked the most of all is the obstacle course. What was it called back in the day?
Where you, the gauntlet or something like
no,
that?
No, when the athletes competed in track and all kinds of different – superstars. The superstars – competition.
It was the network superstars.
Yeah, network. No, but it was football players and basketball players and baseball players.
No, it was the guy from Love Boat.
No, they had
Fred,
that too.
Fred Grandier or they whatever trying too. To do the shot, but no, it was yeah, whatever. I, and then he got a pie in the
superstars.
Face.
I like superstars.
Yes,
that was fun.
Yes, she did.
I did like that. Now, that just shows how old I am because that was in the
70s. Also liked watching Cannonball Run because it had Dom DeLuise in it. So
yes, to this day, and Burt Reynolds and Dean Martin. And knowing that they could not, after the show, and watching all the takes, and none of them could keep a straight face, and how they ever did the movie, Burt Reynolds in his.
But it's funny because there was something just recently on, and it was the skills competitions during Pro Bowl week. And for some reason I stopped and I'm like, oh, because I think it was Bledsoe, Favre. God, who was the other? But the last one was Harbaugh. And I'm like, I forgot that Jim Harbaugh was actually a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he didn't, you know, what was it? A couple guys threw it 70-plus yards or whatever. I think he did it. He put his arms up there. I think he had a 58 or something like that. He's like, yeah. And they're like, you're not winning. He goes, it's a good thing for me.
Yes.
So it was pretty darn awesome. He was awesome.
He is the best. Okay, so see? We're going to get through a whole first segment without
I know
to
you're
going to
let me go because I have my notes as well where I guarantee I negative, know where you're going.
The negative stuff. The other interesting thing, and it's been really fun. I don't know how much that you've been watching Wimbledon. I've had it on a couple of times. I've been following. It's really funny because women's tennis is all over the place.
Right.
Just all kinds of phenoms, some older, all that way. Djokovic has a chance. I mean, he is, you know, you thought Rafael Nadal, he was going to take this and he was going to push it out there far enough because the Joker hadn't won in a couple of times. How did you like that? You get a Joker in tennis and a Joker in basketball, and they're friends.
Well, yeah, they see each other at meetings.
Exactly. He has a chance to do something that no one ever thought anybody could do. And at his age, and that's a lot of young kids that these guys are beating up on. But it's not what it used to be. It's not covered on TV like it used to be. And I think women are, I think they've lost a little bit because it was so Venus and Serena and all of that going up, and it just, you know, it kind of knocked the competition a little bit. You got a bunch of people. They're amazing. These gals, I watched like the two semifinal matches, bits and pieces. And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, these four gals, if you put them back in the 70s, could have played against the men. I mean, that's how good they are now. That the men have increased as well. But how far women have come.
Right.
I mean, they're serving 100-mile-an-hour serves. I mean, Chris Everett Lloyd serves like 35 miles an hour.
But it was
underhanded.
But it was placement. No, really? Wow. These are on, and those phones will light up. But no, I mean, it has been a while for me because it used to be household names of well, we had Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf and Connors and, I mean, all
those. And McEnroe. And you don't have that anymore, that yelling and screaming at each other and all of that. It's just, it is.
What was it, Martina Navratilova? There you go.
Yes.
But
Steffi
Graf. Steffi Graf. But, I mean, it was.
Steffi Graf, who's married to Andre Agassi.
Right. Well, who
it's
was
a power tennis couple?
I thought was married to Brooke Shields for a while.
I don't know if they were married. I think they just dated.
Oh, let's just go with everybody. He did air quotes dated. So, with that being said, though, I mean, it was so heavy on the women's side with
absolutely
with the Venus.
Venus and Serena. They were overwhelmed.
Right.
And now then Nadal and Djokovic and Roger Federer took over. I mean, they won every Grand Slam for like 10 years.
So you're saying we're at a crossroads where we need young names to find again.
And the thing with men's right now is it's fun to watch, but I mean, you're talking one heavy serve, and if you can get it back and a volley, and it's done. You know, there's no McEnroe and Connors is hitting back McEnroe's everything he's hitting at him, and McEnroe's coming to the net and going back and doing all that. I don't think it's as fun as it used to be. And, you know, I would, if you would go back 6 years, I was probably watching more tennis than I was watching golf if Tiger wasn't in. But even earlier back further, and now golf has changed that with their personalities that they have in golf. And the personalities in women's golf is getting a lot bigger too. So, and I had this conversation this weekend. Is the U.S. men's national team or the U.S. women's national team more popular across the world? And I don't even think it's close. I think the women's national team is by far in soccer.
Yeah,
I agree with that. You can even name people on the men's national team. But boy, you know all the women.
Yeah, I mean, you do. But they advanced farther once, which got more exposure.
Right. It did get more exposure, and you're right. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, Scott and I'll be. It's Tuesday. That means it's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good?
Good intro song. Love it.
Yep, I like that. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at 1700 the Champ, and at Happy Hour _SS. Minnesota Twins baseball comes back on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're playing the Athletics. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is the Mariners. They need some wins. They're atop the division, barely over 500. I might be the only. It's crazy. I talked a little baseball yesterday, and it's when you look at.
Well, it's All-Star Week. You should.
Yeah. When you look at the standings, I mean, there truly is five really good baseball teams, and a whole bunch of teams that you go, who's going to make deals and who's going to play well coming up. So very interesting. You, my friend, have the first read.
Have the first read with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, two in Ankeny, one location in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking. Whenever your phone is in your hand, go to nw.bank to take advantage of applying online for various types of loans, from vehicle loans to mortgages. It all starts here. On the website, you can visit the newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can view the Biz Buzz blog.
For
their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All this at nw.bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The only reason we love reading that is your new read.
You know what? You did
Biz
it.
Biz Buzz.
I'm listening to you as we were on the road heading down to Burlington to do a baseball weekend. You did a cold read on it, and you did very well.
Yeah, it's first time.
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
Okay. So I spent a lot of time
on
Friday and Monday. I have a very strong opinion on college athletics, high school athletics.
Oh, did you want to hit that button?
I should hit that button all the time.
Yeah.
I do love my opinion. Right. It is that's okay. It's you know.
Nope.
Yes. Really? But
maybe someday I'll get my own computer.
There's always an alternative side, and I want to hear kind of your thought process when you heard and what your thoughts are from Friday to Monday. Just my lead in.
Some of these things happened at Northwest.
Yeah, Northwest.
The hazing incident at Northwest.
Some of these things happened.
Northwestern.
Administration has looked through this. Someone has done an investigation into this, and we have suspended Coach Fitzpatrick Fitzgerald. Sorry.
Fitzgerald, yes.
We've suspended him
Fitzgerald. Yep, that's why you said Fitzpatrick.
Yep. We have suspended him for 2 weeks. go.
Without pay.
Without pay.
Right. So that was the last time you and I, or yes. You just asked me when I heard this.
Right.
I thought this isn't even a nub on an iceberg. This isn't even a scratch of what this is going to, this is not going to end well.
No. And it was started,
wasn't it a local, or excuse me, a college journalist.
That's the only people that covered the story.
Right.
Were the people at Northwestern, which is a journalism school.
Right. But it was, yes, it was a student journalist is the one that broke the story.
Yep.
If you will. And it's, yes, that it's, it sounds very, from the details that I'm getting, how do I say this? In this day and age, they are horrible. They're also, I'm not overly surprised.
No. And my hope with something like this, trust me, it's not the only place that's happening.
Right.
It's not the only place that's burying it somewhere and now are scared crapless about what's going on. And the second thing I thought of, and during that time, Kirk Ferentz had stuff with staff and all that going through, not this severe thing, but they were going through stuff.
Right.
And that turned out
less hazing,
yes,
and
more just overbearing, getting them to work out and do stuff or
also that lean more towards racial,
yes,
overtones, where this is more sexual overtones.
Exactly. And I think that for all Iowa Hawkeye fans, which you and I are ones, that you're lucky that it was on the early part of social media dumb.
Right.
And because this even a 57-year-old man sitting here in the studio reading it going, bullcrap. That is not what administrations do. Administrations, as soon as you hear something like that, administrations should put that person on leave. Everybody that the athletic director should have been put on leave, all of them. And I put it this way, not just being a sports fan, but being a dad, which you are as well, mm-hmm. of having a son go to college, the day we drop him off, I looked Coach in the face and said, he's yours now.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take care of him because
yes.
You don't want me involved and I don't want to be involved, but that means you have to be involved and you have to take care of him. And that's the last thing that I said. And these people probably did the same thing. Hey, I'm dropping my kids off. It's the safest place they can be. Not true.
Right.
And however many, if it was one, it was too many. Anybody thinking it was just one, you're not getting the whole gist of the story. And I think the really interesting thing for me is how the student newspaper has done this. They're not out to throw these kids out and say, you know, you need to speak your truth and do that. No, they're just saying this stuff can't happen. These kids aren't getting paid. You're getting paid millions of dollars, and you're telling me that you don't know this stuff's going on. Somebody did, and somebody didn't pass it along.
I agree with that, yes. Well, and here's the worst part about this is a lot of times – when we're talking about this hazing incident, the people who were doing the hazing on the younger ones,
yes,
I guarantee you have stories as bad as when they were the
exactly.
incoming and what they had done to them. And then it becomes that snowball of, well, they did this to me, you know, I'm going to click it up a notch.
Yeah.
I'm going to click it up a notch. And it just, it.
Because I had to do that. And the only way I can get this out of my brain is if I do it to somebody else.
Right.
And man, that is, And I get it. I've never had it happen. I don't understand it. It hurts me to the core.
Right.
Because of and this is why it hurts me to my core. I coached seventh and eighth grade basketball. Those parents drop those kids off and expect us to teach, coddle, love, learn, all these things.
Right.
And they don't know me from a hill of beans. They do now, but they didn't.
Right.
And you have to have that trust. And that's seventh and eighth grade basketball. This is
The biggest thing with this is I think there's starting to become a two sides of this coin. There's the incident, which
yeah.
there is going to be, and it's who knew what.
Yeah, it's the cover-up. It's the cover-up that always gets you, right?
Right. It's the, okay, how far up the ladder did they know, and why didn't they do anything about it? And don't give me the boys will be boys.
No.
That may have worked 30 years ago. It doesn't work now.
And I agree with what you just said, as long as the caveat is, I don't care who knew and who knew when. The head football coach has to know when crap like that's going on. I don't care. If you don't, then you're not involved in your football program. And maybe that's the truth, and I'm just asking for a drink.
I guess I haven't dug down into it as much as, okay, was it things that happened in the locker room, which is his domain? Did it happen at a off campus?
See, I think it happened.
Was it at an I think at it, what they call it, the football house? You know, because there's
see,
always that.
I think
that.
It happened in workout areas, okay, in locker rooms. Okay. Now, if it's not, it's still bad. I mean, all of it's still bad.
Right.
I mean, so what you've now done, and the reason, the sole reason that I would have fired him,
Pat Fitzgerald,
is you have to know, and once you do know and it's out, you didn't say anything. When Northwestern, the people that were writing the story, went to him and asked questions, and he said nothing.
So you're saying if he was, hey, you're aware of this, yes, I am, and then come forward and said, we have an issue, we have a problem, we are going to discipline, and we are going to keep it in-house.
Yep.
It would have been just fine.
I would have. I don't know if it had been just fine. I'd have still investigated. I would still made sure,
but he wouldn't have lost his job, and that
I think he probably would not have lost his job. But to say what he said,
yes,
and to still be saying what he said, that hey, we had an agreement. Yeah, your agreement was he didn't want to lose a coach, by the way, who won one game last year. So what the hell? I don't know.
No, that's kind of the one win of a program. I don't think I'm going to be hazed. No, I'm good. Yeah, I mean, if we're, you know,
especially at that school,
right?
With other things that have happened at that school,
yes.
That stuff cannot happen, and the fact that it happened, somebody has to be responsible for it.
I don't even feel that we're at the halfway point of this.
And I'm not so sure the athletic director doesn't lose his job as well. They just go, you know,
we need a solid reboot.
Right. We cannot continue to have this stuff happen in multiple sports, multiple levels. It's an unsafe athletic place. Yeah. And now that you've heard some of the stories and did all that, are you really going there?
Got to be a little bit of a recruiting deterrent as well.
You would think. Now, the journalism school's really good.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's getting...
I mean, they're showing
a strong 98 out of 100 on their semester.
But it's just... I guess the toughest part for me is how many other places, how many people have through time, have had that happen to them. And then have, because of this, which happens a lot, then normally just turns around and does that same behavior to somebody else.
Right.
And it's just a vicious cycle. And you have to be able to stop the cycle. And even if he didn't know, then he had his head buried in the sand, you still can't keep your job. You can't have something like that happen in your program. And everybody's like, well, more information needs to come out so we know. No, this isn't information that needs to come out. These young people have been abused and have had enough. They don't need to be brought out and have to talk about it and to do all that. That's the part that all the gymnasts and all that they had to go and they had to sit there and they had to say stuff in front of him. And it just, they're just like, it's the toughest thing they've ever done in their life. And he nothing, except for he got stabbed 19 times in prison. Thank God somebody took justice.
You just shifted over to
Larry Nassar.
The gymnast.
Yeah.
Was he trainer?
Yeah, he was the athletic trainer.
Right. Did very bad things to a lot of people.
Did very, very bad things to a lot of
and
people.
He got
stabbed 19 times in prison. And that was probably a good day for him.
Yes.
I'm having a feeling.
Yes.
So you just, you know, it's, and here's my other point to all of this. I know crap like that happens in the NFL or whatever, you know, they're goofing around. You see some movies, right? You see Any Given Sunday or all those.
Right.
That there's a lot of crazy people in the world that play football because you got to be crazy. I get that. Those guys are getting paid multi-millions of dollars. Not that that matters, but it's different. It's a different atmosphere. It's all that's different. This is in college. They're a recruit and a student athlete. They have to be protected, period. And there's so many that haven't. And it's a sad day for college athletics. It's a sad day, once again, if you were picking on somebody, right? I don't pick on a lot of people. It's a sad day for the NCAA because they have no teeth. They have no power. They don't want to because they don't want to bring bad pub because they already have enough bad pub.
Right.
But they don't have the teeth to go in and say, that's not happening anymore. You're done. This, you know what? You guys are done for 3 years. If this comes up, you're done.
Like back in the day, what was it, SMU? They gave them the death sentence
death penalty.
And they worked back.
They worked their way back, but they had to change everything because they couldn't. They kept trying to punish them, and they couldn't weed out all the bad people.
Right.
Because where there's one, there's another. I feel like we're doing an Avenger thing here.
Right.
But that's,
I also, looking at this, things have shifted where it could be held. It could be either handled in-house, meaning the school,
yep,
or in-house within the NCAA.
Right.
It has to now be criminal investigation, criminal charges, all these different things where yep, it has to, it's no longer of, I know my boys were getting rowdy, apologize, this, and this, we'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And that meant something.
Yeah, this wasn't, this,
now it's,
sodomizing is not just having a, you know, slapping a towel on somebody.
No. Now there will be, yes, yep, quote unquote, justice.
And you can't have something like that going on at your university and a coach that's in charge of the program still be the coach in charge of the program. And I think the president finally said, you know, I think the student journalist finally came to him and said, do you really think this is what you should be doing?
Right.
You know, we have more stories that we can write. How about you help us out?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of interesting. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We love that you're in here with us. We have one more segment in this first hour. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Last segment on this Tuesday for the first hour. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at @SteenOnSports, at @Scott_Brower_13, at @1700, The Champ, and at @HappyHour_SS, or did I say that one twice? I can't even remember anymore. Too many.
It's all good publicity, Steen.
At
it's all
1700,
good.
The Champ, for Facebook. All-Star game tonight. Travel day, off day. And then begin play on Friday, Twins at Athletics, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Twins at Mariners. So six game road trip, really quick.
Get back at it.
Yep, that's a good way to do it. It's
seeing who's going to do what moves, who really wants to win.
Yeah, and it's a close battle all the way through, and teams really have a chance to win. Okay, so
are you doing your read?
Oh, I have to do my read, don't I? Yes, I do.
You have people.
I was going to do. Yeah, I do have people. Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. They're located in Ankeny, Iowa. You can go to woodmancontrols.com and see all the different programs that they have that we discussed above. Or if you're looking for a high-end employment opportunity in development, project management, field or service technicians, you can do that there as well for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company, Woodman Controls.
Very nice.
Said I ad-libbed that.
Yeah, you did. thank you for not going yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada.
So, all right, so I'm going to say some things. Need you when I talk about it, I want you to let this
soak in.
Soak in.
Before
and
I
go,
say anything.
And go, wow, already?
Okay, I'm ready.
This week is the Dallas County Fair.
Wow.
Yeah. Dallas County Fair. So They've already begun over in Adel with everything far as the livestock showing, the competitions, all these different things. So, like, Thursday, there's a rodeo. Friday night is, this is what I'm getting to, is the Ian Munsick concert.
Ian Munsick.
He is a up-and-coming country guy.
Okay. That's an interesting name for an up-and-coming country guy.
He long-haired country boy. Trust me, in the I would say probably the 18 to, well, maybe the 17 to 26 or even early 30s, it's a pretty big name. But so that concert, sponsored by a company I work for, is Friday night. We're one of the main sponsors. Going to have a good time over there.
I think you can say the name of the company that
everybody
you work
knows.
For.
Everybody knows, okay. I work for Lumberman's Drywall Roofing Supply. But this is where it gets so – you got a concert on Friday night. Tickets still available. You can go to DallasCountyFair.com.
Are you camping up there?
The camper's already there, dude. So the camper's out there. We're going to have a good time. Saturday, you got the fair all day long where you've got all the fair functions of a small county fair. Then you've got figure eight races. There's nothing more American than figure eight races.
Love it.
Dallas County Fair. Throughout the day, the activities – there is truck pulls on Sunday. I'm just like, oh, this is America. I love it. So we are going to have a great weekend. Supposed to run down to our golfing buddy, Big Man Whitey. He's having his big bash that he does down at his place on Saturday. So it's going to be a deep weekend of opportunity. I'll just say that.
There you go.
All right, so you went down the rabbit hole of Northwestern. I assume you want to talk about, West Virginia.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting one. You know what? I'm gonna save West Virginia because this is potpourri segment.
Oh, we're doing.
So I want to do a little potpourri. It's the 42 segment.
I got potpourri.
Potpourri. Hit me with a potpourri, and I'll hit you with a potpourri.
You're good at explaining things. You have an opinion.
I do.
Okay.
Oh, so, hold on. I have to have these to where I can see them.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Ames Water, which is the beer by Okoboji. You have that one, which is for the collective, that they are brewing beer for Ames.
See, we have the same potpourri.
Oh, okay. But you also have one now. What is it? Where is it called? Ames
Lager.
Which is done by Back Pocket?
Back Pocket Brewing.
But that one is the official beer of Iowa State University.
Yep.
Clone Fest.
Yep.
So, yes, Ames Lager was the one for the collective. Clone Fest is the one for the university.
Yes.
So, explain to me what you've heard. So, a portion of the funds go back to the university? Iowa State University?
That part, I don't have a clear identity. I think it goes back to the university as in university athletics.
Okay.
Instead of more.
I guess I need to know more. I want to find out.
More.
I need to dig into the
NIL to help with the NIL.
That's
the first one.
That's the Ames Lager.
Is the NIL.
Is on part of the collective as much
right.
as the, what is it, the Swarm
yeah.
is for the
Swarm,
Iowa
right.
collective.
I think the secondary part is for ISU athletics because Jamie Pollard is the one that was doing that. It's not university, like just normal university. It's Iowa State athletics.
Okay. Because like I said, one is collective-based, one is university-based,
right.
if you will.
Right.
Isn't it weird, though, that we have a beer that's university-based, yet you can't sell it?
Right, which is
they'll sell it in the Sioux Cup area, correct?
Yes,
but
that I don't know. But this is my issue. Then this was my rabbit hole, and you know this. Everybody that's listening knows this. I do not hold anyone in more high regards than I hold Jamie Pollard.
Yes,
because what he has done has been pretty magical. Because you shouldn't be able to do that in Ames, but this is what he said today. Alcohol throughout the stadium would get rid of any moral high ground that we have.
What?
Okay, it's college athletics. We have no moral high ground in college athletics anymore. Yeah, exactly. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard him say, and I've never heard him say a dumb thing. So maybe he just had a brain fart today, and he's going to go, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that out loud because that doesn't make if you had higher moral ground – then you wouldn't be selling beer at all, and just because, or the higher moral ground is, well, we sell beer where you have to pay more to get in to drink beer.
Because that's the same as going in where you go to the Johnny's Club at Hilton.
Yes, to a certain extent, except for you can't watch the game. That's the difference between Sukup and Johnny Orr's Club. Johnny's Orr's Club.
Well, you can watch the game.
On TV inside there, but you can't see.
Well, you watch TV inside the Sukup, well, you watch the other games. You're at a Cyclone game, for Pete's sakes, and you're right. Watching other games.
Only when it's cold out. Oh, I'm not Lord. In Sukup during the games, all except right. for if it's all cold. Right.
All right. So, no, I just...
I don't have any hair.
I can kind of see his terminology, what he's saying, because it's not... Could you imagine the lines?
Okay, and here's the secondary part, right? So is Cyclone City that we're building, is it dry?
No, but okay.
Do we not sell alcohol?
No. Listen,
where's the moral high ground there?
You go to Sukup for a destination to have a drink. You have a place to avoid it if you don't want to be around it.
Do you know why I have Sukup tickets? Number one.
Yes, I know why you have them. And true, I know true. Who you... Who...
No, but I mean, we pay for our Sukup ticket. You know why I wanted to sit in Sukup?
Because you're...
For when it's damn cold, I could sit inside. Now, having a beer inside just makes it better.
Right. Okay. But still...
Now, drinking a beer outside sitting when it's a nice day is fun, but I like... If it's raining,
yes.
Man, I am not... I'm a fair weather sport person.
I know that.
And so if it's freezing cold or it's raining... Okay. I'm going inside.
I'm just saying, I do understand to a hint of understanding what he's saying. It's, we're giving people a choice. If you want to be over there, you can be over there. That's why some people don't take their family to, and I'd say, I mean, I'll go to, I've taken my kids and they love going to the High Life Lounge.
Right.
There are certain people in this world that will not take their 7-year-old, 9-year-old, and 11-year-old to the High Life Lounge because, quote unquote, it's a bar.
Right.
Well, it's what you do it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You don't do it at 8:30 at night.
No,
but it gives difference. What, and he's,
you don't
just
go to the Sunrise Tap at 11 o'clock if you don't want to see fun people,
right? But it
or Peggy's
yes, that's what I'm saying. But it's he's saying he's trying to give a choice to, if you want to there. You can go over here. I'm getting other people. So I'm sure he's getting somebody with a checkbook saying, don't you take away my... If there was a financial opportunity for Jamie to make a lot of money because he opened it all up and he sold beer everywhere.
So you think that somebody's saying, don't sell alcohol out in the open area,
yes,
because I pay too much money to sit in all these other areas?
No. They're saying, I don't want it. I've been doing this for decades. I don't want it around me because I don't want a bunch of drunken idiots around me that I paid all this money for these seats. I want an area that I can go and do this. So if you want to go to your area here where it's knowingly this, you can go there. I can go here. Everybody's happy.
Yeah. I mean, and there's multiple areas in Jack Trice that serve alcohol. It's not just Sukup. I mean, there's multiple places.
Oh, I'm fully aware of that.
So you're saying just some guy sitting on the 50-yard line doesn't want a bunch of drunk people sitting by him because everybody that comes in is all sober when
we're
watching a football
game. I once had those 50-yard line seats or 40-yard line seats, and they made me sit down and be quiet.
Yeah, just a bunch of quiet people sitting down there in those areas. Wow! Where did that debate come from? You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at HappyHour_SS, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, the website 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins baseball starts back up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Athletics. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against the Mariners. You have the next read.
Heritage Building Maintenance provides health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier, more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide a first line of defense in proper healthcare, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind, and protecting the future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial service to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Okay, I know this is a sports show, but we have to reminisce a little bit.
All right.
Because I didn't know you 30 years ago, so I'm very curious.
30 years ago.
30 years ago this week was more rain than we could ever imagine even thinking about getting. And I was curious to see what you were doing 30 years ago in the floods of 93.
Okay. I actually lived in Ames at the time. Because I would have been
not a good place to live during the floods of 93, depending on where.
Rented a house with some other guys that we all worked together when we worked for Garcia out of Slater. But anyway, worked in Ames, lived in Ames. I think I was working for the lumberyard up there. The house we rented was 300 yards from the Skunk River as it crosses Highway 30.
Wow.
Put that into perspective.
It was.
When I drove with my F-150 back in the day, when I drove out of there, the water was coming up over my front bumper as I was getting my stuff out of the house.
It's crazy, right?
It was insane. Because when it rained, what was it? 7, 8, whatever.
7, 8 inches multiple days.
Right. And so this is what happened up on the Skunk River in the Ames area. And then we just kept seeing everything more and more with what happened down in Des Moines. Obviously, we've talked about this. I married a Des Moines girl. I remember them telling about that they dug a latrine, for Pete's sakes, in the backyard because you were going to be without municipal water
right. For
a very long time. And it's, you know.
Something they never thought would happen.
No, never thought it would happen. And then, but to see it evolve where they did the levee system and then they did a higher levee system with it. I mean, the water was actually higher, was it in 2006, but they had added a foot and a half to it that it did its job. They've even gone through downtown. They're doing another, you know, it's just the thought right now of thinking we could actually have enough rain that we'd have to worry about it coming out of the banks. Then again, when I was in Burlington last weekend, was it 0.01 inches of rain you guys got during the weekend that didn't come through Des Moines. We had 1.25 inches in 45 minutes, and it was on my personal Facebook feed of one of the pictures. It came down like the heavens, and it was the coolest sound I hadn't heard in years. So, but no, it was, I ended up losing the place that I lived in, had to move to a different place, blah, blah, blah. But it was epic. I mean, to drive through, you know, they say, slow down, or what is it, turn around, don't drown, whatever. But it was one way out of this road that it was the gravel part of Southeast 16th that went towards the old Hickory Park,
right. Trying
to get out of there. You know, I had to go over the Skunk River to get the heck out of there, and it was scary.
So in that time frame, we were both working in Indianola. We were house parents for 3 challenged adults, and we were just getting ready to, we were moving to our new house on 3120 John Patterson Road, which is still our house.
Yes.
And we loaded up the truck. We had everything loaded up, had some friends coming over to meet to help us. We were like there were like 5 more cars that got to go over the Southeast 14th Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of the last 3 that got to go across. By the time we got to the place and started unloading and getting stuff into the house, pretty much lost power.
Yes.
And now people say, you know, because people would call us and go, are you guys okay? If it floods the house on John Patterson, pretty much the state of Iowa is underwater.
Yeah, right, which is because you're right really next to Grandview Park.
Right, which is one of the highest points in the, at least the central part of it.
Yes, then build a boat.
Yeah.
If it's getting that high.
It's going to be.
Right.
But it was just something, you know, that you always remember it. And Jen and I both saw it. It was on social media 30 years, and we're like, oh my God, we're old.
That's no,
we are. It's been 30 years.
All the aerial footage, good Lord,
it
water
just
everywhere.
Didn't stop.
Yeah. Yep.
I've never seen anything. I get that a hurricane is crazy, but it's quick and it's done and it's over. This would just
kept right. It's like
coming.
When the Dre show came through. I mean, yeah. You could see an aerial, satellite photo of Iowa. You can see where it kind of did a comma shape starting in northwest Iowa, yep. And ended up in Cedar Rapids. Everything yep. ended up in Cedar Rapids on that one. But
this rain was everywhere.
Right. It was and you're like, this is going to take a while. But it's
they did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Of it shows the type of infrastructure that we had, and now it shows the different types of infrastructure that we now currently
right.
have.
Right.
Is it the best that you could? We're getting there. I think we're
well,
one.
That's
of,
when Bill Stone made a name for himself.
Yeah, for a city of our size in Des Moines proper, but then everything, because I consider even Altoona, Reynolds, Bondurant. Carlisle,
the greater metro area.
Yeah, just that whole, it's very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
I think.
But that was quite the,
But see as long as we've known each other, that was what, 15 years before I met you.
Right. Right.
So it's just,
I was 23, dude. It was a while to go yet. So
yeah. Interesting stuff.
All right, no.
What
no,
do you
no.
got? You got the next one.
Well, it's. What? I was surprised you hadn't brought this up.
Okay,
and I don't want to infringe on sports time by this, but this is very important coming up. They released 64 new foods that are going to be at the State Fair.
Oh,
did you any of them pop out to you? Of the
I haven't seen them.
Oh heavens! I don't want to take a whole segment, but as you go through, there's. Vietnamese sandwich, there's assaulted coffee, Hootenanny ice cream, Amish donuts, bacon and sweet corn lobster rolls. Okay.
Wow.
And I don't know, they're not saying where it's from, but bacon cheddar pretzel dog, heck yeah.
Ooh.
Let's go through some of these, bucket of soda, birch beer soda, blueberry mini muffins, caramel apple cake pops. Yes, please. Buffalo chicken bacon ranch fries. I just my cholesterol goes up as I read this. Deep fried sweet corn nuggets. This one's gonna be dill pickle flavored cheese curds. That okay. There is a Iowa Twinkie jalapeno filled with pulled pork, corn, cream cheese, wrapped with bacon, smoked with sweet and sticky barbecue, finished with ranch.
Yeah.
Good night.
And then Gary goes back to the hospital.
Right. I'll go through Oreo Brownie Blast, Orange Slush, Pork Belly Pinwheel.
Gooey, gooey, All-American Grilled Cheese.
There you go.
Ew. Okay. So, you don't know this part.
Walleye in a boat.
Let me read this to you.
Or on a stick.
Memo, please mark this in your calendar. Join us on July 18th to be a part of the taste testing group for
you
the
get
Iowa
to do
State.
That again.
Yeah,
nice.
Yes,
nice, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I have like three things on here that I can probably eat. That's gonna be a day that I just go
okay. That smells good.
I'm not gonna
that
lie.
That smells good.
Caramel apple cake pops doesn't sound bad.
Oh no, there's a lot of. I mean, like I said, I kind of glazed over. Over half of them, but who would have expected when I was a kid in the 80s going out to the state fair and thinking I was going to get a foot long corn dog or I was going to get a regular sized corn dog. Now I'm eating $35 lobster rolls and loving it.
And the beer was $5 and now it's going to be, by the time we get done. Yeah. And we're out there in our little wheelie chairs.
And back then, it was you got a $5 plastic clear cup that had, it was either Budweiser or this new product called Bud Light.
Yeah.
Did you know that Modelo is actually overtaking, I think they already have, is the beer that's taking over for Bud Light. Bud Light was down 28% or something, or 24%. Modelo was up 28%.
There's two companies in this world that learned a very valuable lesson in the last 3 months. Bud Light and Disney. don't go out of your lane. It's always been the same thing. It's the same thing with this radio station. If we go out of our lane, we're in trouble because somebody's going to love it, somebody's going to hate it, and I'm losing one or the other.
Right. You got to straddle the fence. You can irritate both sides, which you do.
You can't,
but you can't
pick a side to just irritate.
Right.
And it cost a lot of people. That is one of the number one selling beers in Tennessee is Modelo everywhere.
I love it.
I do too. It was really good.
Modelo Especial. The special.
Yes.
The one.
Yeah.
I'm not
brown bottle.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No, green bottle.
No.
See, I like
it's clear bottle with the foil on top. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have foil on top. But anyway, I just thought that was, that's.
It's very interesting. And here's the really interesting. I touched on this yesterday, and I wanted to get you in here first. I listen to a lot of sports talk radio shows, and I listen to a lot of podcasts just trying to figure out, gosh, it'd be fun to do a podcast and do all that stuff. But it's a lot of work, and I understand that. I've been listening for the last week and a half because ESPN fired a lot of people that had some radio shows that were really, really, really good. And they have replaced them with people that I can't listen to. I've tried. I'm like, I can't buy in. I'm like, okay, you've been on the air for 2 days and everybody that says something to you, you can just knock them down and say, well, that your opinion doesn't matter.
Right.
And I'm like, wow.
Right.
That's.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with, hey, there's some people looking for work. We can get them on the podcast. you think?
Yeah.
With our budget?
Yeah. Because there's not much of a budget. So, but I get that. But I was listening to it and I'm like, okay, so this is a statement not based on these people weren't the best at doing their jobs, because they were the best at doing their jobs.
Yes.
And
they got too top heavy with the salaries.
Yep. So and you know, they kept the Mike Greenbergs and the, you know,
and they're paying $85 million to Pat McAfee and hoping, and I think that's gonna go, I give it 2 years.
I think he's going to do the same thing that he did with CBS. He's going to jump in, and here's the only difference was he didn't have a college football tie-in. I think that's the one thing that they dangled that he just loves to do. He loves to just fly in, get to have a crazy Saturday, and fly back and not have to worry about it. Because there is no possible way that he's going to be able to cuss on ESPN. It's just not going to happen.
No.
I mean, they'll lose their license. They'll lose their, it's just, it can't happen. And
the draw is the antics that the rest of his ensemble has with him. It's like the buzz of the Howard Stern show, except it's sports related.
Right.
Okay.
But you're going to miss the shtick of them saying the F word. Well, and all of that,
right? And there's some salty conversation and discussions and stuff like that is it's blue content that you can't even touch upon it.
I mean,
is your mother company.
Yeah, it's very difficult, and they see. And this is the part that has never made sense to me: is you lost some good people that were making $8, $9, $10 million. And trust me, I try to tell people, this isn't difficult, but it's not easy either. To do 2 hours by myself is difficult. Having you in here makes this really easy, but it's not an easy job. You know, you just can't, pull somebody off the street and throw them in front of a microphone.
And I also tell you, This week is a challenging week.
There's not a lot going on.
This is dead zone week when it comes to sports. That's what we're talking about. Did you know you can get a hot dog at the Iowa State Fair? Okay, all right.
But I tell, because people ask me all the time, well, the first thing they ask is, well, how'd you learn how to do it? You just go in and you do it. And I was lucky enough to have a pretty cool dude sitting in this chair and who did something that you do as well. You know how to punch my buttons to get me to say stuff.
Right.
But it's not easy to do, and you just can't.
He didn't even know you
at all.
As much as I know you, and he was a talent.
It took him about 5 minutes to go, man, I can push his buttons and get me red-faced and ready to just knock him out.
People, I can say, Michael Jordan's better than LeBron James, and go. There it is. 2 hours.
Here's what's his. He said, there is no way in the world that we were talking about Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, there's no way in the world that she could ever at any level play with boys. And I'm like, Wolfgang, you're crazy. She's amazing. Wait to see. And I wish he was here to see it, because you're like, yeah, she was better than what we thought she was going to be. But it was just funny that you had that. So they're bringing in all these new people and they're trying to find their way.
Right.
And Scott is all over the
board. They're fishing with dynamite.
Yeah, I can't.
They're trying to find that one. Okay, well, we think we got it in Pat McAfee. He's going to be our flagship. We're going to find somebody quirky like him too, yeah, or this that we can spend, you know, $1.2 million on opposed to $9 million on, so right, they can save money, and then we're cutting edge. And it, no.
And see, I don't know.
You got to have a, which is hard for me to say as I look at you and you look at me, you've got to have some entertainment with some credibility. I'm not sure which way the finger points on this.
I have no idea.
You've got to.
The entertainment part, we'll take that. We are a very credible. We don't shout stuff that isn't out there just to get a run from somebody.
And the nice thing is, if we do make a mistake, we have so many people that are so quick to tell us what we did wrong.
Exactly. That doesn't take long. It takes like 10 seconds. I mean, just to say something wrong, we could come out of the break and say something wrong and have a bet between you and I on who texts us first to say, what there are you doing? Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Drive safely home. My wife Jennifer just said she can't get out of the car to go golf because it's raining. So I didn't even know it was raining. It's clear and fluorescent in here. So it's okay. It's not raining by any means. You're listening to Steen. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We thank you very much for being here. How you doing, buddy?
Good. You are fun to listen to, because the we and the I and we'll see Scott tomorrow. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. What else do I have? I have the Minnesota Twins.
Yes.
Athletics, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Mariners, huge, huge games. And the sponsor of this segment is Four Homeless Veterans. Central Iowa Shelter and Services, CISS, is hosting their fifth annual Four Homeless Veterans golf outing, benefiting the homeless U.S. veterans that are staying with us in our emergency shelter. Join us on Monday the 31st at Legacy Golf Club in New York.
New York.
Or Norwalk.
Norwalk.
For a round of 18 holes in support of homeless veterans right here in Central Iowa. By participating in this event, you are supporting a mission to provide the homeless veterans an opportunity to grow, rebuild, find a well-needed life again.
Yes.
The fundraiser raised to help maintain all 150 beds at the emergency shelter, provide street outreach, and cook 600 nutritious meals each day. It's a crazy cool place. I mean, Melissa is top-notch, and, I mean, that's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff.
The facility is a fascinating place.
Yes.
It breaks your heart that it should be twice as big. For what it is, but it is a fascinating place.
If you want to
do an amazing job.
If you want to get involved, you can $600 for a team, $125 per person, get you 18 holes of golf, banquet meal, 2 drink tickets, player raffle prizes. If you want to be a hole sponsor, it's $250. You get a 20x32 sponsorship sign at a designated hole on the course. Register individually or as a team today. So Steen on Sports taking care of that 600, and we just have to find some folks to go play golf with us.
Okay, so this is visual. I'm going to talk you through this here. So as I looked at the radar when you said this, I'm like, there's nothing on radar, because the word Des Moines, if you dial in, the storm cell
is right over Pleasant Hill.
Is the exact same size as Copper Creek. So I'm like, well, it's not going to rain very long, but
it's going to rain.
It's the same size as Copper Creek. So
there you go. So
good for Copper Creek.
Yes.
All right. So off the air, I asked you a question.
Yes.
Because on some NFL stuff, if you will.
Yep.
It was stated in the, here's how it says, NFL News, free agent wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins receives an aggressive contract offer. And it was from an AFC team. And I'm thinking, who in the heck, you know, is it going to be, was it going to be New England? Was it going to be?
My Baltimore Ravens.
Your Ravens. You know, where it's the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that's where wide receivers go to retire or die.
Well, yeah.
Quarterback. I went. And a run-heavy system with a run-heavy coach. Yeah. That's where I'm
going. Being aware of the fierce competition, the AFC South team has prepared a lucrative deal that could prove highly attractive to the free agent.
Okay.
I mean, there's a... How big has it got to be?
There's a misjustice right there.
Right.
I mean, come on, folks.
He makes a lot of money, yet they're still irrelevant because he's going to a sinking ship. I
looked at this yesterday, just briefly.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, let's take that division. You have Jacksonville, Tennessee, Indianapolis, and the Houston Texans. That's Jacksonville running away, and nobody else going to be over 500, which nobody else in there was over 500 last year. You look at, where was the other one that I...
I'm telling you.
Tampa Bay, Carolina, New Orleans, and Atlanta. Who's winning 10 games there? I mean, that's bad. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm telling you,
it's going to be an interesting
A $10 bet on Jacksonville is to win the Super Bowl is not a bad thing.
You play like they played last year. They automatically have 6 wins because that division is horrible.
Yeah, they were 9-8 last year.
Oh man, this is an understatement of a lifetime. Georgia football coach Kirby Smart says, "I'll be the first to admit that we have some speeding and driving issues in our program." You think? You had people die, and you still have kids getting picked up for going 95 miles an hour. Probably not a well-run program, but they win a lot of football games.
Well, okay. Yes, but you can't. It all comes down to you got to try to teach your kids. Yes, I understand you feel invincible in this new time machine that you've been given called a car, okay? But 80 in a 35 is not what you want to do. I mean, you've got to respect the, as my father said, you feel pretty good about it. You're doing great. You think you can back up better than anybody else, right? Yep, I'm great. He goes, wait till you have your O-blank moment. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're going to feel invincible, and then you're going to have a moment where somebody pulls out an animal, this, and this, and then you will respect what you have in front of you again. And I'm like, nah, I'm invincible. And then you have a close call, and you're like, okay. And now, as my family calls me, I drive in parades because I always put 2 lengths in front of me and all these different things. But it's, I trust me, I am a defensive driver, not an offensive driver.
Yep. I used to living in Mitch Hellville.
I'm telling you, we're going to get a letter from the Chamber of Commerce, and it's not going to be good.
It is very heavy on gravel roads. Gravel roads are really, really fun to drive on until one day that you think, hey, not a big deal, and they were outgrading the gravel roads, and you come up, and you hit, and you roll and roll and roll and roll and roll and roll. Yeah.
Well, and a freshly graded road, it drives differently at 60 than a hard-packed. Yeah, it's... Anyway.
Or 85.
Yes. Just but it is
all the things we learn. Listen, I'm I say that about the, and I'm not saying this about the kids. I get it. They're, you know, high school kids, college kids.
Right.
I get it sometimes. I'm talking about the coaching staff. That's like, you know, you have to control. It's like Northwestern. Don't let people come out and talk about this until we get this buttoned up. If they would have just done that. And now, it would have made me angry because they probably would have got away with this and it wouldn't have been there. So their arrogance of saying what they said.
You don't want to say buttoned up. You want to say internally addressed.
Yep. Talk about it, but we only talk about it
in
here. And
then you go out and you throw yourself at the mercy of the people and say, we had a problem. We had an incident. We know we are wrong. We are taking care of it, and we'll move better in a move forward in a better way.
Not, I don't have any comment, and then get mad at people when
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, you can't. That the one thing
I didn't know about it,
and that didn't work. That didn't work for me.
Okay, then let's go down this little path.
There we go,
Mr. Huggins, Coach Huggins from West Virginia, coming back saying that he still wants his job because he didn't quit. He did quit.
He did. And the simple fact that he's saying some of the things that he's saying means that he has a bigger issue with alcohol than we might know, because that's not what a sane man says. They were lucky that he let him get away with dignity.
Okay.
Dignity that he probably did not deserve.
Here's this day and age now, my friend, with him having a problem with alcohol, that now becomes... with the word disease,
right?
With a medical issue.
But that was his third straw. If it was his second straw, I think he could probably got away with
it. But he's getting treatment, aggressive, deep treatment. He's this, and this. He says my best movement forward would be to finish my years as the basketball coach for West Virginia.
And here's the problem that they have, is that they've already lost four players, and they lost four players because their coach couldn't handle whatever he needed to handle, and let all this blow up, and the administration let it blow up, and it got bigger, and they did the same thing. It'll go away. We'll just put him away for a while. It'll all go away, and it didn't go away.
No.
And they've already lost
way too much. Well, the fact that he's coming back as hard as he is, saying that here's my contract, blah, 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 but there was notes, I mean, there was text clauses. Message. There was... I mean, all these different things, and whether it was text message between his wife and the AD's wife, or what? I know I'm not getting it 100%, but still, there is in black and white. Whether it was an official letter that came postmark or whatever, there is black and white that it was.
It's an angry man that needs to get out of what he's doing. And I love Bob Huggins. He'd have been one of those guys I'd have let coach my kid, because he would have instilled those values.
Right.
That's the problem, is a lot of these coaches that you think that, the problem is they don't have that. They're good at teaching it, but Bob Knight, he was great at doing the things, but he didn't have the emotional control to be able to do that same thing when someone came back at him with that. That's a lot of coaching people's issues. Joe Paterno, just up and down the thing. They just couldn't allow. I mean, to be really,
you're saying they demanded discipline, but they had none on themselves.
Yes, and the toughest one of all of this was Joe Paterno, because he was such a reverend figure.
Yes,
but he knew his buddy was
not a good person.
No, and had issues, and knew that he had issues.
Right.
And he let it go.
So what's going to end up? Are they going to write a check and say, "All right, we're going to meet you a quarter of the way. Here's a check. Go away. You're not coaching here."
Yeah, that's what I'd say. I think that's what happens. I think they sit down with him and say, "Okay, here's a number. You take this number, and I hear nothing from you.
Right?
Nothing. I don't want to hear a darn thing."
Do you think there's going to be
keep West Virginia out your mouth?
Right.
As they say.
Really, Will Smith, Pat Fitzgerald, there will be here's 10% of your or 20% of your contract.
I think he may
We're
even
done.
Get, I think he may even get more than that. It's like, hey, here's the deal. You didn't handle it correctly. We didn't handle it correctly. We don't want this to go any deeper, because this may be a deeper problem that we don't even know. We already got some bad history as it is.
Right.
I would do the same thing. Here's a dollar amount that you never say another word, and here's a dollar amount that if you want to go out and keep doing, and every time you say something, this dollar amount gets less and less and less, and so see what you want to do.
Pat, okay, looking at this. Pat Fitzgerald will coach again.
Yes.
NFL, not college.
Probably not college. I don't think there'll be enough trust there to have that happen.
At what level is
Bob Huggins done?
I don't think so. I think he'll coach again at a... It won't be
a junior college.
It will be. I wouldn't see even a junior college. I mean, I think he.
Probably not somebody you want with your high school kids. Now, high school kids might like him.
Okay, help me out. I just went blank. The Texas basketball coach.
Chris Beard.
Yes.
Yeah.
The coach that was relieved.
Right.
For an incident, correct?
Well, yeah.
Did he get another job?
Not yet. He hasn't.
Look it up. Pretty sure he did.
Mm.
But anyway, that's we can do that off there. But anyway, somebody is going to say, you know what? His good outweighs his issues. It's Bob Huggins, for Pete's sake. It's we.
Man,
I don't think he's going to go. He's not done. He at some capacity will end up somewhere. So, all right.
My God, you're right.
Oh, can
look
we make
you.
That a button?
Who? Let's see.
La la la.
Oh, that one's not the right one.
No, no, because that's not right, Steen.
No, no. Yes. Oh.
No, no. Scott was right.
He's at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for beating the crap out of somebody.
Yeah.
A female.
Yep.
Love it.
So do I think Bob Huggins is going to get another job? Absolutely.
But Bob Huggins didn't have – that's the only etch-a-mark on Chris Beard.
Just what? Okay.
Etch a sketch.
Yeah. Okay. Scratch on his. He's only got one negative. But that check mark is the size of Vermont. Okay.
It is not.
No, I should say that the check mark is the size of Texas.
Mm.
But anyway, no, it's. I we'll see Bob again because he's already said that he has a problem and he's getting help for it.
And that is the way out.
And that is all anybody really wants to hear. Well, okay. You're sorry. Can you win? Can you still win?
Can you still
win? Okay. Yeah. As long as we admit that we have a problem.
I have a problem.
Okay. You don't have to show that you completed anything, that you got rid of your problem, but if you admit you have a problem.
That's
right? I am right.
Yep.
All right.
You are right.
I know. All right. Where are you going?
Interest.
Sorry. It's still up on my screen. Adley Rutschman.
Yes.
From the Orioles.
Yeah.
The biggest. You know, he was the one that was switch hitting in the home run derby. His. Sister, who quote unquote, as I'm reading here, is a smoke show. She's getting more publicity than he did. So
yeah, he's a baseball player. No one cares. You know that's the one of those things that
I know you don't care. But if you were to have a wagering app, do you go American League or do you go National League tonight? For
my God, that would be a horrible bet because I don't.
I think if you look back, it's been pretty much. I thought it was
the American League. No, the American League's been winning. Haven't they been winning a lot? I don't know.
I think it was the AL. Yeah. I think you're right.
National League has better pitching. See, so it depends.
Yeah.
All right. We got one more segment left.
Time.
One more. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3. We're bringing your sports your way every day.
Again, best topics are on the break.
It is.
They're
interesting.
The real stuff happens.
Cleaning company. Gotta love. You know,
cleaning
as being a
woman.
Commercial property manager, if it's not mowing and landscaping and snow removal, it's cleaning companies.
That's what you just said the other day. You guys are putting out your snow contracts.
We did. We have them out there. And
all right.
It's expensive.
So recap, who is in our corner? Steen.
On?
Northwest
Bank. I didn't get my whole spiel done.
Oh,
yet.
You got
to let me
thing.
Do my spiel.
I'm sorry.
You can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp, at @ScottBrower_13, at @HappyHour_SS, and at @SteenOnSports. Twins Athletics, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Twins Mariners. And then we want to say thank you to four homeless veterans. The golf outing July 31st, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Heritage Building Maintenance. Okay, what do you got?
What do I have?
You always have something.
Okay. I know everybody talks about it because it's, what is it? This is not, is it next week? Holy buckets. It's the third week of July. So, Ragbri. What does that, okay. I did Ragbri decades ago.
Yep.
Three of them in a row with my dad back in the day. I mean, I was in my late teens, for Pete's sake, when I did it. For years after, when I went to college and stopped doing it and stuff like that, whenever I'd hear about the rag, I couldn't even watch it on the news. It was the whole, I can't believe I'm not there. I can't believe I'm not there. You know, and for you, your RagBri years, because you owned a bike shop.
Right.
You were your palms were setting because it's a financial opportunity, but it also is going to be the busiest 20 hours a day, you know, that you're going to see. And so do you have any nostalgia? Do you have any, maybe I can try doing that one more time.
I would love to do that. I'm in the process right now. I was down. I haven't been down yet because I drove by it twice today, and both times I drove by it, I got calls. So I had to go somewhere else. I'm going to go to Eric's on 63rd.
So 63rd and Ashworth.
Yeah.
The new one there in front of the bowling alley. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have a bike picked out. Just, it's not, it's just one I can sit on. I can pedal and I can just maneuver around wherever I want to go.
Two wheels or three wheels?
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow.
You can't flip people off on the radio station. You can't do that.
We went there.
Ching, 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 ching.
So nostalgia. Here's my biggest nostalgia I have about RagBri. Jim Green, one of the founders of RagBri, and I struck up a really, really, really close relationship over the years, both in men's group and in Catholic with our church and, mm-hmm. and a lot of different things, and reminisced a lot. I've worked a bunch of RagBris. I've wrote a couple of RagBris. I've done a bunch of town-to-town.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, and this just happened to be that same time frame, that it was like, I can't remember if it was a year before the floods or 2 years after the floods when they came through Indianola. And I was in charge of our morning stop because we were the first stop. They stayed just out in Martinsville or Martinsdale or whatever. I don't know where, but they stayed in that general area. They had like 25 miles to get to Indianola. And we worked together for, oh my gosh, probably 6 weeks getting ready for it.
Right.
Had a blast. Loved all the people that I worked with, mayor, everybody. And about halfway through that morning, I started not feeling good. And I'm like, man, I get it. And we had some late nights and it's starting to kick my butt. And the Mercy Clinic doctor was sitting there, and I'm like, hey doc, after we get done, can I run over with you? There's something up. And I went over, you know what I had?
Mumps. Yeah.
And the mumps. And one of the people that when I went to pick up the medicine, they're like, well, you have mumps, so you're contagious. Have you been around anybody? It was another one of those, have you been around somebody? Yeah, 300,000 bike riders serving them meals.
Right. It's like, I think you may have COVID. Have you been around? Yeah, I was around 10,000 people at the
Newton Speedway.
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right. So it's actually the 22nd. So not next week, but the weekend after that.
Right.
So Sioux City, Storm Lake, Carroll, Ames, Des Moines, Tama-Toledo, Coralville, Davenport.
Yep. So they go through Ames, they go through Des Moines, come through Altoona.
Okay. With, you know, my business that we have is on Bell Avenue, which is like Stetson's and the pipe fitters and stuff like that. It's the same street where AIB used to be, right?
It's where, you know,
real close to Waterworks Park, right, where they're staying.
Fleur, you know, where Fleur, it's easy to drive up and down.
Okay. Not that day. They are coming. So George Flagg Parkway, which is the entrance over there.
Are you taking the day off that day?
Oh, God, no. No, because it'll be fun. But it's George Flagg north on Fleur.
Right.
Business and home south of there. So I still should be able to jump on Park and get away, but it's the epicenter may be Waterworks Park, but I guarantee you if you went to Francie's or if you went to Johnny's down by the airport, there's going to be people with bike helmets and bikes out front because they are saying that day. I remember they used to register 10,000 people to be on were actual registered riders. But each day you'd get your day riders, like you talked about. Right. They're saying it could possibly hit 100,000 riders between Ames and Des Moines.
We had 47,000 people sign stuff coming through.
Right.
It was crazy. It's a lot of fun. It started out as, you know, Jim Green just loved riding his bike until the day he passed. He loved riding his bike.
Well, there was also the Iowa boy, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck
Offenberger. Yeah. Yep.
Very close friends. Two of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life. But it is, it's fun. The issue is for someone, and this is, I struggle with my boys. I struggle with everybody doing, I mean, I rode bikes all the time. I've raced mountain bikes. You do that. Every time I ride a bike, I wear a helmet.
Right.
And I'm like, I just try, I try to talk everybody.
Well,
that.
And that's, thank goodness my father and I were wearing them because we were in a multiple bike accident.
Right.
I didn't have anything, but my dad went up over the handlebars.
Yep.
Thank God he had his helmet on.
Or you.
But he broke his collarbone.
Right. And I mean, you try to preach that safety. I've stopped a long time ago when we rode Rag Bri. We went town to town, had food, and went as fast as we could to get to the end of the stop.
That's exactly what.
And then start drinking when we got there.
Because the rule is you cannot leave your host town until the sun comes up unless you have full light each on it so that you can be seen. So basically it was, we got up out of the tent, the sun came up, we went to the first town, got ice cream or crisp cakes, pancakes, whatever it was, and then you hammered down until you got to the next town, then you went out and partied and had your good time.
Yep.
And
I'm
not condoning this, but I may have been not 21, but I was given some beer tickets by somebody and said, go have fun. We will be up at 5.
Yep.
And I know how soon 5 is going to come. I didn't do it.
Now, somebody out there listening might be able, I do not think that I have ever ridden on a bike after partaking in alcohol. Because I just didn't want to. I've seen too many really ugly things.
We live by Confluence. That's right. Our kind of, we love going down there. John and everybody are wonderful. And we sit on the patio. And the bikes come in. I mean, just on a Sunday afternoon, they come in. I have seen some people, and the crowd was silent until the bike guy turned and went behind the trees. And everybody went back because they're like, there is no way. Okay, he's gone. Never mind. And then there's some people that it's fascinating.
That's why I ruin some relationships, friendships, because they're like, we need to drink this while you're I can't. I can't do it. I preach it too much to do it.
Here's my.
I have no problem getting behind the wheel of a car.
These are on. Okay, make choices.
I'm teasing.
Make choices. In a nutshell, what I learned from Rag Bri until you are plopped down into the middle of it, there people don't understand. There is from sun up to sundown, there is a constant stream, like from Storm Lake to Carroll. There will be as there is light out, there will be a constant stream of bicycles from town to town on that day.
Yep.
You will never see as much sweet corn in your life. And there was, if every time you turn around and stop, you can get a pork chop. There was pork chops, sweet corn,
pork chop,
and crisp cakes. Yes. Every morning was crisp cakes. We'd find a place to get pancakes and then move on. But
it's amazing that it's lasted as long as it has.
Well,
and that how many towns fight to get it back, even though after you're done, you go, man, I'm never doing that again. And then they're like, well, hey, do you want to? Yes, let's do it.
Look, think about if we started at Confluence right next to Grays Lake on bike trails, that we could get to Panora.
Oh, absolutely.
We could get to Perry. We could get to
it's amazing.
Via trails. It's a bike town.
It's a town.
Excuse me, bike state.
It's a ton of fun. That went fast today.
Good seeing you, buddy. I will see you tomorrow.
No Thursday.
Got to do a little business stuff.
There you go. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will see you tomorrow.